Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. This is your host, Brandy J, Voices of Courage. Today, I also have with me a special guest by the name of Sister Mella in the building. What's up, Mella?
What's up, girl? What's up, sis? How's everything going?
It's going good. I'm so happy that you decided to join me today.
Yes, this has been a long time coming.
yes, right? Busy bees, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So for the listeners, you guys know that we have been doing with the, you know, the Christ Council, we've been having the members come on the show and give their testimony and just kind of letting you know, their walk, but also number one thing is that to let you know that Christ walks the earth, not in a cloud. So Sister Mella is going to share her experience with us and let us know some things, and let's tune on in. So Mella, please let us know, the listeners know, when, before you found out, like you came into truth, how was it for you, like growing up? Like, were you indoctrinated like fully, or was just a little bit? Was it hard for you to come out of?
I wouldn't say fully. My so my grandmother was a reverend back in her day, and my mother and aunts and my uncle, they had to, you know, attend church like 3 times, 4 times a week, you know, all day, and they didn't want that for their children. So when they had had us, the next generation, they chose not to like force us to go like they had to be forced. As we got older, we kind of like grew out of church and just stopped going, especially when my grandmother got sick and she couldn't attend, like she couldn't do her service. So she ended up going to like a Baptist church on the north side of Chicago. And she, you know, invited us like on holidays, we'll go. And that's pretty much it. But yeah, they didn't want that kind of life for us. So they let us do what we pretty much, you know, what we wanted to. If that was something we wanted to do, you know, they probably would have, you know, took us. But it didn't catch us. Like the only thing that was good to me going to church, was to basically just be with the family, see the family, after church when they had the little snacks. And that's about it. Other than that, you know, as a child, it was boring. So you went to sleep.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you're a teenager, you either talking back and forth to your friend or your sister, your family member. You know, you're not really focused on what they're speaking of.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Yeah, I had another instance with church, and my cousin, she found this church, huh, her boyfriend, so they invited me. So we went, and we was going to Bible study, and we had to be there at like 6 o'clock in the morning every Sunday. And yeah, because he would personally, it was just us three that he was counseling, like he would, not counseling, but you know, he would read out the Bible. And that's all I remember is sitting there tired, trying to keep focused and keep my eyes open. And at that time I was in my early 20s. So, you know, I was trying to focus. I'm like, this gotta be the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like my cousin is inviting me for a reason, you know, just trying to make light of the situation. But when you start hearing things in the church, like what the pastor be doing, not being holy, just being the devil, you know what I'm saying? Like you lose focus on the real reason why you're there. So I felt like it wasn't for me. Eventually my cousin stopped going, like it was just too many rumors about the preacher, and we just eventually just stopped going, and I don't think I've been back to a church since. Because it's just weirded me out that the preacher would give like us nicknames. You know, you're giving us nicknames and you barely know us, but you know, ministering to us. It just didn't sit right for me, and trying to invite us over to their house and stuff, like, nah, we good. You know, yeah. But that's, yeah, we stopped it and never went back.
Yeah, that would be something to, you know, turn somebody off. I mean, that's why I didn't really, I would see like the fakeness, or like see how people would, they would always be some like drama going on and like just all this crap. And I'll just be like, dude, y'all be walking around here all fake and stuff, and then acting like y'all are better than, and you know, and then the pastor, yeah, you know, sneaky stuff. And I'm like, this isn't the lick right here. This isn't it.
Right. You're like, yeah, just can't like be. When you go to a service and they tell you to come up there to the stage and they get everybody out on the floor, and then they telling you to fall back, and like they whisper in your ear and tell you just fall back, like, so you know it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's all fake, and it's not of the Lord, and it's not a temple of God. So,
yep. Yeah. And I was so happy to believe when y'all drew, like, confirmed that for me. I said, I knew it. Someone was telling me that, something about church. I was just battling with it. Like, I don't belong here. And yes. I kicked my son out of it too, because he was going with my sister. And then he was like all into the adventures, and he had grew up a little bit in there. And he was like in a different club doing his Bible classes and Bible freaking tournaments and shit. He knew the Bible better than I did. I was like, nah, I got to get my baby out of here, because something ain't right with this.
Yeah.
Took us right on out. Thank goodness.
Right.
Spirit was sitting with me.
I think I got baptized a year after that, but it was a different church. We just went to go get baptized and we didn't go back. But that's the same cousin took me. Like, I had to stop calling. Like, girl, no, I can't go. I should have just said no. But I let her. I went because she wanted to go. So I was just being the bigger cousin, like, okay, come on, little cousin, let's go. And shit. I got baptized, but
did she still go? Does she still go?
No, she doesn't. But the whole after the baptism and them telling you to speak, you know, showing you how to speak in tongues. Wow. Like, it means something. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. It's just, they telling you to say certain things and say it, keep saying it over and over again to make it seem like you're speaking in tongues. It don't have any meaning whatsoever.
They even said it like that?
No, I'm saying it like that. That what they told us to keep, like, they, after you get baptized, you go in this room, they have you sit down and somebody be in front of you telling you to say certain words over and over again, and then your words start to slur into each other, like blend, so it make it seem like you're speaking in tongues.
What?
That's what they used to do.
I got baptized like 3 times, but you see how I think it was 3 or 2, 3, but you see how like everything needs to be like different, like if we was all under the same like God, you know what I'm saying? Why everybody be having something like different?
True. Yeah.
Feet and stuff, like on his communion and all that stuff. Wash each other's feet and some weird stuff. I mean, they're straight washing people's feet, yo.
I haven't seen that. Like, I had to stop. My kids was going, like, it was people that would come into certain neighborhoods, like white people. I don't know who they worked for, but they would come into certain neighborhoods. And then they would ask, they would rent vans and stuff and take the kids to church. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, y'all just taking the kids to church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a lot of red flags when it comes to the church.
Yes, sir. People don't see it, but I'll just be like, yeah, I don't know. I saw it. Someone, right? But teach his own. Sheesh. So for you, okay, so you kind of like the similarity is where we fell off too. Like when we were younger, kind of, and my mom and family didn't force us. I think I started trying again when I was older. So, you know, I was just like on this journey and, you know, see what was going on. But then my mom had ended up turning, kind of like trying to turn Jehovah. She started staying with my auntie all of a sudden. So that was crazy. But she died thinking that was, you know, the truth.
The way. But, yeah.
Yep. So when was it for you, like, so through during all that, were you like still seeking? Were you seeking God? Did you ever try like to read the Bible or anything
No,
like that?
not through the church, not through the Bible, not through church. I used to speak to, like, thought I was speaking to God just by just like, you know how it's like an open prayer or just having a random conversation, but you know you saying you speaking to God. That's what I would do. You know, I would ask some certain things and just leave it up, like just remind him, like, hey, I'm here, like, why is this going on? Like, help. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't forget about me. Like, hello. Like, why is it so hard? Like, can you stop that? Like, you know, like I would talk to him like that, but I wouldn't be on my knees and my hands won't be together praying, but I would speak to him, or so I thought.
Okay. Yeah, that tripped me out. I said like,
So it's basically me
I
having a
said,
conversation in my own head.
yeah. Like
Yeah.
probably most people, but they say they be talking to him. He be talking back.
Right. Right. That part.
God told me last night. I'm gonna bust out a pen and paper. I
Now,
wrote
see, when
it
he's speaking back, that's when there's an issue.
Right.
He ain't supposed to speak back. Oh,
Exactly.
shoot.
Like,
No.
nah, I wasn't God, honey.
Yeah, no, that's not him. That's you. That's your imagination.
And that's that. I'm telling you, the church though did a number because from me going, because I went to Baptist and then the other one, what was it? I don't even know what that was. Mount Zion and then Seventh Day Adventist. So I had like seen different, and it was like the people they praised the pastor seemed like not really even, they just go out like just hold on to every freaking word. They say they can do no wrong, and like they just be, oh look, he preached so good today, and he was blah blah blah. I mean, what he do so great? He was up there doing what he's not supposed to do, So, but I don't know what's so great about it. Because y'all just
Amen.
go home and do
Everybody probably
the
thought that the pastor was talking about them. You know
shit.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know how you're like, how he know that? You know what I'm saying? Everybody, he's
Right.
talking to everyone. Everybody probably thinking the same thing.
Yep. Oh, goodness. I was just like, man, what is going on here? Like, I don't know. Like
I like, the only thing I really liked about church was the music and when they be play falling out. To me, that was
oh
like
my goodness,
entertainment.
right?
It's the best entertainment. Like, look at them, this is fools. What are you doing?
Yes, there was this lady at my the church before I went to before Seventh Day Adventist, and she Miller, she would fall out every Sunday at the same time, same song. It'd be the song before they get ready to do like go into service, start like preaching, and it
Yeah,
starts
yeah,
off
yeah.
slow, and then
Yeah.
it gets going, and then you just wait for it. She goes, she goes, woo, woo, woo. It gets louder and louder and louder the whole time. Right, she just keep doing that shit, and then the kids already know what to do. It's like they're doing their ushering job. They get up, everybody looks at the two certain kids. They get up, go take her some water, sit next to her on both sides, and fan her off until she gets done. They're going home.
Yes,
Yeah.
that was
Yeah.
entertainment for me. That was entertainment for me. Yes, got to go to the sanctified church.
Right. I didn't know what she was up there catching though, because I, from what I, my experience, she was very rude and she never looked happy. So I was like, "What you up there catching? That
They
can't
were
be nothing."
all I don't even want to talk. I don't want to talk about it.
Right? Like, not today, not
Yeah.
today.
We're gonna be nice.
Right? Yes. I'm gonna go with Sister Mella on this. We're gonna be nice today because we do want to get this. We want even. You misled people because we always misled to be able
Right.
to hear the voice and get you out of that crazy place. But anywho, all right. Okay, so Mila, so how did okay, so you didn't really get into the Bible, none of that stuff. So the seeking that wasn't really going on. So how did it happen that you came across the Father?
Okay, so I was laid off of work. The government stopped these programs that the 211 information hotline, they had programs, but the government was funding them, so they didn't fund them no more, and I got let go amongst a lot of other people, and it was an at-home job, so I was trying to find something just like that, but I couldn't. I guess a lot of people was looking, you know what I'm saying? The same kind of jobs. Like, it's easier at home, especially when you got children, to find an at-home job, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you'll be here when they get out of school, or before they go to, you know what I'm saying? You'll be here. So that's what I needed. And I couldn't find none. So I ended up going back on social media, even though I didn't want to. I barely was on Facebook anymore. Like, I was tired of that. And I hadn't been on TikTok. I probably was on there, but not really. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand it. I couldn't get hip to it. I don't know. Is it because I'm getting older? You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, I put it down. But once I got laid off, I had time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to figure out how everybody doing their videos and stuff. And I end up finding these people. They are the ones that think they are like gods and goddesses. And they be talking about Anunnakis and aliens and all type of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I was mostly looking for manifestation, and I ran across them. That's how I ran across them first. And you know, I wouldn't go on the live, but I would be there, you know, in the comments, and they ended up, you know, paying attention to me, and they were sharing information. So the little information I got from them, I made sure I saved it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, what kind of books y'all read? And they was talking about the chakras and stuff like that. So I started to venture off into that. But it just wasn't right. It wasn't right because one day, I want to say it was April 15th of last year, I was scrolling, just like I was doing with them, just scrolling, and I seen this black man on this brown leather couch. It was his shirt open. I said, who is this? And what are he talking about? But I barely stopped for certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really catch me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he caught me, and I don't know what exactly it was he said, but I remember the lie because I think Saint Daddy was there because he would come in and out for Christ. Like, if he had to, you know, step away, and then, you know, Saint Daddy would come in. That's how I ended up seeing Saint Daddy too. And Kaymani was always sitting there right beside Christ. So I remember her. So I remember them three, you know, my first time, you know, seeing it. I'm like, what he said? Something about a petition. I'm like, oh, a black man with a petition? I said, what is that? What are you talking about? So I just listened. You know, I kept listening. And then I was like, oh, okay. So I messaged him. I'm like, how can I get to the petition? And when I got to it, I couldn't when I put his name in, it wasn't coming in right because I wasn't putting the spaces for his name. So when he told me, like, he messaged me and told me how to do it, I was like, okay, I did it, thank you. I was like, I don't have any money, because, you know, at the end of it, change.org, they ask you for money, but it's not him, it's not Christ asking for money, that's their website. So he was like, no, you ain't gotta. He just told me, just scroll past it. You ain't gotta give them no money. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, okay, I shared it. I'm gonna try to get my people to share it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ended up going back. I had left his lab and ended up going back to the other people because I seen somebody on Christ's live in the comments from the people that I was normally talking to. Like the gods and goddesses people. So I was like, oh, they know about him. So when I went to their lab, I was like, I was asking them in the comments, I said, so y'all know who y'all Judah is? Like, who is that? Y'all know he's saying he Christ? And they was like, he ain't Christ. He lying, this, that, and the other. I'm like, oh, so they know him. And I was like, okay. But the next day, the day after that, and every day forward, I didn't go back to them. I went back to Yaju. You know what I'm saying? He got my ear.
That's right.
I was listening to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he took me from where I wasn't supposed to be to where I am today. You see what I'm saying? Like, he it's like he guided me. You know? Yep. So he guided me on the right path in the right direction.
Girl, you literally heard that one
video. I mean, that one laugh. And I ain't look back.
That's right. That's what's up. That voice, right? That's something else. Harkens to the voice. It's so true. Like,
yeah, and his voice, it's almost like a, I want to say an echo, but it's like, it makes you listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
For the ones that can't hear, it makes you listen.
It really does. You know, I know the people like want to resist and stuff. I'm like, how, you haven't even, you know, you can, you know, like, you can expect some hesitancy, you know what I mean? Like, it's like we've been lied to, you know, so many things. And then, you know, people always try to, you know, say things or this or that. So we understandable, you know what I mean? Somebody would have some hesitancy, but, you know, if the curiosity that, you know, you can still, you know how they used to say curiosity killed the cat. I think they should say all those sayings to stop us from pursuing stuff, like these little sayings, like, to make us like not ask questions or try to figure things out. So I always have
they're out there. They're out there, but they just don't want you to know. And those people, they may know, and they don't want you to know. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I just want people to just give it a shot. Like, and then you don't have to be rude. They said the meek shall inherit the earth. Like, you can still like not be a little receptive, you know, like standoffish of it and still have a be like humble, right? But these people just be straight out nasty. I'll be like, in my head, I'll be like, well, it definitely ain't you. So I'm
right. You supposed to come as a child. That's true. That means your mouth supposed to be closed and your ears supposed to be open.
Mm-hmm. So that's right there. If you have a nasty, that's why I was like, when people be acting the way they do when it comes to like Yaju and the just how they come out of there, it's like they get possessed or something. I'm thinking in my head, and you supposed to be, or when they try to say they're Christ, like you up here calling him all kind of names. You think that's how Christ represent, like, is that the, even like the one you have in your head that you was indoctrinated with, did it come off like that? No, not at all.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's crazy to me. It's crazy. But
They forget, like, if you can't touch the information he has, you're supposed to be sitting back listening, learning. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't pretend you have it. You either have it or you don't.
They be trying to pretend. They some good pretender. They won't let go. Telling you, human beings just feel like they just have to, like we just know, like, the knowledge is just so accessible and we just know everything. I think it's insulting, actually, for people to think that they would be so capable and on that level to just know God. Like, you ever talking about what he's thinking, what God wants, and you just made him into who you want him to be? You think he would just, that would just be so easy for you just to go run and be able to communicate and know, study him or study the spirit? You know, it doesn't make any sense. And now you're here telling people what to think and what God's thinking. And I was like, but that's not, I mean, I never understood that. Like, who told you? You know, I was wondering, like, who told the pastor to do this? And then when I found that they had to go to school for it, I was like, what the hell are they teaching you in school to speak God, speak the word of God? So, but that was sketchy. But they're teaching your ass up in there. How to lie to the people.
Exactly. How to swindle money and lie to the people.
Dang. Telling the black pastor to teach your people either. Shoot. You know, if they ever help their people, they were going to get no money. Yeah, I'm tithes, I tell you. But yeah.
And that's then it's crazy. Like, they don't care. You know you wrong and you don't care. That's a whole thing in itself. And you know the Bible. You know you the scribes and Pharisees. You know. Mm-hmm. You know what you be doing. You know the things you're doing in of the Lord. They know.
That's why them suckers be trying to, you notice how when you want to talk to the pastor, like when he get down off the pew, he be trying to get up out of there, like, gotta go now. Mm-hmm. Yep. See you later. You wonder why asking him no questions? Shit, you gotta get up out of there.
Had their hands.
Uh-huh. Sure do. That's crazy. I know my the church I went to before the last one, I found out later that the pastor, he went crazy or something. Like they said he just like turned, he went crazy, kind of got real, real mean. And he just would go around the church every Sunday and start like drama. So he literally went from the straight pastor to just like losing his shit in a wheelchair and then just being the most dramatic person in there, just mean and starting shit. I told my friend, I said, that's probably because what he's been doing all these years, probably coming back on him.
Showing that spirit. He can't handle it no more. He can't keep it under wraps.
Right. I was like, shoot. So, wow. So got you that one video and then you just kept going. You've been ever since. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just, for me, of course it's going to be for Christ or God, but for me also it's the mission. Like that is it's so important that this mission and this petition go on because of what we can change in the world. That's a big deal. I don't understand why people just don't do it off the strength of that. You don't like things, what the fuck is going on, then change it. This is the way to change it. There's somebody telling you, I'm getting irritated. And somebody tell you, I'll try not to curse. I mean, you know, use profanity. But if somebody telling you this is the way I got it, come on. Go. Yep. You see what I'm saying? Like, just go. Do it.
Like, what are they waiting for? Yeah. And don't mind if you could curse word comes out. That's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Be you. Be
it's not. I'm just
yeah, I get it. I get it.
Changing the world, you complain about changing the world every day. You hear about it every day, but when somebody come with something telling you this is how we gonna do it, and you don't want to do it, so what you got going that you think you finna do something? You ain't finna do nothing.
Exactly.
We talk about changing the whole world, not just your community, not just your neighborhood, not just your state. We talking about the world.
But you see how they be reacting to it, because you know now I think personally, like if we was some and no pun intended, but if we was some like white folks, you know what I mean? Black folks don't realize they have a tendency.
It would have been done already.
Exactly. They would have been like, okay, you know, because they'd be giving that white empowerment to them. They realize they give that shit to them a lot because we'd be putting them in our mentally or through how we act or think. A lot of times you tend to go that, you know, that must be, and they don't, and they be lying. Look what the government, how they've been, what have they done all since we've been on
this time. Earth, yep.
Right? But as soon as you see somebody like, whether it look like them or something, they be like, oh, you know, y'all ain't never gonna get that. I ain't gonna happen. You know how much work you gotta go up there, blah, blah. You ain't gotta spend
that
time. We gotta
unite. If we don't unite and be under one truth, it will never happen. This has to happen so God can take back his creation and fix it. That's the big deal. That's why we're doing this. You know what I'm saying?
For free. Anyway, ask them for nothing. Sign this here, please.
For the free. We trying to make truth in the world everywhere. Well, not just certain places. And we're talking about the whole truth, not bits and pieces.
That's how I know people be full of crap, though, because it's like they be talking all that good stuff. Then you be like, well, can you sign this? And they be like, oh, no, no. You know, it's like, for real? But you're over there and let them rip your pockets in two and then suckle you, but you can't sign this. It's just like, that's why.
You go vote. You go sign contracts all year long. sign contracts. You can't sign this petition. It's important. It's important for everyone, and not just us. It's important for the ones to come. What about the rest of the generations after us? You got to think ahead. What about the future?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? What about the future?
Okay, so stuck in this shit right here. They think this shit's going to last. And they keep still looking towards presidents. Like, oh, it's going to be this one. It's going to be that one. That's some insanity to me.
I'm like, I only voted one time. And I don't even want to say who I voted for, but I only voted one time. Well, twice, because he did it twice. So, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't vote after that. I could care less.
That's some bullshit. That's not gonna help us
fix the world. They ain't doing nothing
at all. Making it worse.
Yes, much, much worse than it should be.
That's crazy. Well, at least you know we're in it, and there's more people. You know what I mean? It's not for you, like Jari says, not for everybody, I guess. And many will be called. Only few will be chosen. But people can get on board. Ain't got nothing to lose, so why not? Just to try it out. But let me just see. Yeah, that you might want to
exactly.
just do that.
Exactly. You ain't got nothing. I didn't have nothing to lose. This, like, you telling me you got something more important than this? That's a lie. And they need to stop. they need to look at the bigger picture. Yeah, they know they ain't got nothing more important than this. Nothing.
That's so true. Who could? Like, nobody.
You see,
like,
what
the biggest
saying?
Choice you make in your whole life.
They making it seem like it's so small, and it ain't. It's the biggest thing you ever see in your life.
Yep. Ever. It's crazy. Oh man, the people that are just kind of like Brother Clinton says, they're gonna have egg on their face.
We tried to tell you that's what the petition for is, to let you know what's about to happen. It's there for you. You should attach yourself to the petition at yajujuda.com. Attach yourself. It's important.
Get up out of here, because this shit's going down. Babylon down.
So, I don't want to be here.
Yes, well, they sent people across the board already. It's in different places, so many. And I'm just like, that's that shit. That's that prophecy right there. There it goes. It's setting them loose. Mm-hmm. Setting them loose. So, man, all you can do is try, right?
Yep. Try. That's what we're doing every day. What we're doing, we're picking up our cross daily.
Yes.
Lifting Christ up so y'all can see, since y'all can't hear. Y'all can't hear, maybe y'all see him.
Right.
Oh,
good. So I was thinking, I think it'll just be a good time for us to, how about we run a little short video of Yaju and give people a little quick little, little lesson.
Let them hear the voice. Hear the voice, you guys. Hear the voice.
All right. Here we go, guys. Yaju Judah.
Now, y'all, here's a statue of an individual that most of us don't know. But he's actually a great emperor of Ethiopia. Now, he sat on David's throne, and in this statue, it reads, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I'm here to bring enlightenment, because there's no other statue that's connected to an African man or no other way around the world where they are given the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, why is that important? Because that title is given to who? A 2,000-year-old individual called Jesus Christ. But yet, we got a 150-year-old individual, which is something we can prove, something we can touch, something tangible, something we can handle. And he really has the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I want to know, why are we not taught about this individual in history? He got to be important. It's a gold statue in Ethiopia. He's very important. Why are we not taught? The devil deceived the whole world.
Yes, that part right there. The whole world. So there, Sister Mella.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I was like, oh man, I love that. I love that one right there too, because it really does spark up, like, questions should in people's head. If this is 150 and you're over talking about a 2,000-year-old, you know what I mean? Like, people got to start thinking. Yep. Better thinking.
The last known Christ was Emperor Tetros II. He was the last known Christ.
Pastor wasn't talking about that at all.
in 1868. So,
man, I don't recall no pastor, no church, nobody ever bringing this up.
Or school, anybody.
Yeah. Guess this was supposed to stay hidden, but you heard of
the other ones like Mansa Musa, but that was like you know how far back you have to go for Mansa Musa, and if so, where his treasures at? You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all, make sense.
You know exactly what they're doing.
If you go too far back, you're gonna get lost. They can't find that stuff that y'all talking about for thousands of years. Like, stop it.
Exactly.
Just like dinosaurs don't exist.
Exactly. Because who would have been around? Like, how are you going to know these things? Like, from all those years ago, and you've been here for so long, but you could tell, you know, shit from like a million, 2,000, 3,000. That don't even make sense. Because some things you can't retrieve. I was listening to this one doctor, forgot what kind of doctor she was, but she was saying, like, certain things that you will never be able to find that far back, and she didn't go nowhere near 2,000 years. She was like barely scraping 100. Even that, I was just like, yeah, that makes sense.
The fact that they say they still finding things is the issue. They need to stop lying to the people.
Yeah, or look, the people need to start just believing anything. That's what I think. That's what it is.
That's why they try. That's why people waking up, right?
Yep, I'm tired of hearing they say it. I'm like, who's they?
Right. People that just come, you know, making up stuff on their own assumption just to create something so they can say they did something.
Pretty much. Man, it's crazy. Well, I know I'm going to try to keep dropping these. I like doing these videos and putting them in the shows, too, to give people, something to go off of, think about.
Yeah. That way, maybe they'll actually go to yajujuda.com and sign that petition.
Yes, please do. And you guys, if you look at the screen, it says right there, sign petition, please, yajujuda.com. So you can't say you didn't see it, and like you need help. Write it down if you have to, or come back to this. But you got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you coming on, Sister Mella. We're definitely going to have to do this again. I want to do one with all of us, like a panel thing, but, you know, there's always going to be things to talk about and to share. So I definitely would like to have you back on just for other stuff. You know, I got other shows too, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. Because I didn't know you had poetry either, like a poetry thing too, right?
Yeah, that's on my ebook on Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my thing. But yes,
that's good. Keep busy, girl. Keep busy.
Yeah, I have to. It's how I this is like, you know, how I express myself. Everybody just, you know, has their thing or whatever, and I just try to find creative ways to bring whatever I can to help other people.
Right, awareness, truth. Yep. Well,
this was good though.
This is very nice. I'm like, what the heck I'm gonna talk about?
I know everybody always wonders what, and I'm just like, don't worry about it. Just follow me on my lead.
I'm asking. You're gonna put me on the spot like them people on TV.
No,
but it was
just
sad. I don't scare easily, and I like to speak the truth. So whatever is asked of me, I can answer.
For sure. Thank you so much too. I had a good time. I finally got to hear your whole your story. I didn't know, never had heard it before, how you came to Yaju. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, on TikTok.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you once again. The audience appreciates you. This was Sister Mella Yaju. We're in the council. It's Christ Council, and that's in Clubhouse, right, Mella?
Yes, ma'am. Clubhouse, the Council of Christ.
Council. I always do that. That's why I said. That's why I said your name, because
Christ Council. Council.
I did that with Kim too.
Because when we talk to each other, we say Christ Council, but you know, it's always say Council of Christ. Yep.
Oh man, I always do that. It's crazy. But you guys know what I mean. But Monday through
Yes,
Friday,
we do.
all day, you can find us over there.
That's right.
Any
That's right.
questions? And y'all choose on all major platforms, including Clubhouse, but all major platforms.
Yes, he is. Yeah. TikTok, Bego, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
I'm going to try to get him on some more stuff that I found. I think that he might like the crowd, too.
But, yeah, I tried to set him up for like an interview. This I know a blogger, and she got like a lot of but I'm going to ask again because I asked last year. And she didn't say anything, so I might try it again. But that's the only person I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else don't have, like, you know, you got to find people with this type of, you know, like, in media, you know?
Yeah.
So
true, very true. Yeah.
Hopefully she bites this time.
Yeah. Show her some videos. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you talking to her?
I mean, they're all over everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be going in, but these people, they we need more people to wake up.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And they will. I think I have hope that many. Not, I know we know it ain't gonna be all, but definitely many more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sister Mella, and listeners. This was a great time. Please go check out that website. Keep coming back because we're going to have another guest. I think tomorrow will be Brother Danny. So you guys want to definitely hear Brother Danny because that was the voice I heard actually before, right before y'all just swooped in like a swoop, like that. Like, where he come from? Out of nowhere, like a ghost.
Same Danny.
Well, all right, Sister Mella and listeners. Until next time, this is your girl, Brandy.
All right,
Dale.
Thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.